Hello, sir.
Hi.
Okay. You want to get in the middle or?
Okay.
All set. Okay. Just your reaction
today. Wow, it's a voodoo justice here. I mean, one moment the state says, well, you did something wrong. And then they say, wait a minute, hold it up. You didn't do anything wrong. Let's vacate all that. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. Probation is over. So we come back today. The prosecutor agreed. My attorney eloquently said, this is a lot of mess. And the court finds it and then say, well, you can go to work. And now you can't work. And so it's personal, I think, with the court, and it's unfair. What it demonstrates is that people are ordinary citizens, right, does not get a fair chance in this court system. And Judge Brown is a very typical example of that.
Why do you think it's personal? Why do you think that this is personal between you and Judge
Brown? I have no idea. It's not legal. I mean, you already seen they vacated the 4 months. They vacated the violation of probation. What else could it be? It's not legal. Okay, and then say probation is finished. It's over. Then I go to work. I have contractual agreements with people. And then say, hold it up. Then you can't do it. So what is that about? It is a miscarriage of justice. It is wrong. And it happens to citizens in this court every day.
What are you going to do about the contractual agreements now that you have? Because it was stated by your attorney that you had those, and that the judge says you have to do the best you can.
Well, you know, that's under appeal. I mean, I think we've seen again and again the unfairness of this court, and you have to eke out everything, every victory. It's a long process, but justice will prevail in the end.
So where are you exactly going to appeal now, Mr. Navarro?
The problem is, and which has already been identified, is whether or not the court's termination of probation, an acknowledgement that there are contractual obligations that are imposed, whether or not he can say, you just have to break them off and be liable and responsible for whatever befalls you. Now, I would concede to some extent that if he said that you can't engage in any other or external contracts beyond what you've already engaged, that's one thing if you're going to balance the equities. But I think to say, I don't care what happens, pretty much, if you are in a contract right now, you break it, you breach it, and whatever happens, happens, that's the part that is problematic and I think is grounds for an appeal. But I don't want to get the message lost that ultimately the constitutionality of that imposition of his not being able to run for office has been overturned. He's vacated that. The Leopold case supports that. Our arguments at the court were a very strong, solid from before, and they're only now reaffirmed by the Court of Special Appeals. So at this juncture, at the end of the day, irrespective of what your personal feelings are or whatever the media branding has been about the whole circumstance, this is a constitutional issue, and if we don't address them fully and make sure, and those who are less educated, those who are underserved, will be the ones who are victimized as a result of a failed system. The system spoke today. He was vindicated to some degree, but we still got more work to do.
But because of the Leopold decision, you felt that...